Welcome to Inspire and Move, the show that inspires you to create, connect, and grow. I'm going to bring you meaningful conversations, aha moments, and all the motivation you need to up-level every part of your life. I'm Allie Arruda, founder of Inspire and Move, and your personal hype girl. I've gone from fashion school to celebrity stylist to corporate marketing to brick-and-mortar entrepreneurship with my husband, each time learning incredible lessons how to pivot, reimagine, and implement the steps to become successful. I am passionate about inspiring others to live their best life, a life of joy. We have the power to design a life that we love because life is too short not to. The best part is that you weren't meant to do this alone. If you feel like you were meant for more, let me ride shotgun with you, and together, let's get you to where you want to go. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Allie Arruda. Thank you so much for being here. I wanted to hop on and record a little quickie for you guys because I feel like I have been in this really awesome momentum of having some super high vibe, cool guests on the show, as well as some really awesome interviews or just co-hosted episodes with Matt. And I felt like it's been a minute, and since you guys had just the pure joy and pleasure of hearing just yours truly. So today is a little quickie, and it's all about seeking community. And if you've been following me either, you know, here on the show or also online, I'm super active on Instagram at Inspire and Move. I really love creating community, and I really love curating experiences that support community. But if this is something new for you, I thought it would be cool to kind of break down a few different ways that you might kind of start seeking community. And if you are maybe, you know, kind of shy or a bit more introverted and you really have no idea where to start, I want to kind of break down what, in my opinion, could be a great little roadmap. And so step number one would be an online community. You can do this from the comfort of your own home, and you can use either, you know, your laptop, your smartphone, but I would use an example of something like Instagram. You can make these great connections with friends and followers and just dialogue, whether, you know, you're into fashion, you're into fitness, you're into gymnastics, you're into like maybe an online book club that you can meet via Instagram, Instagram Lives. I'm really comfortable personally on Instagram as a social platform of choice. And so I feel like Instagram is a really cool way to meet other people and to connect. And hey, you never know where that could go. You could then down the road meet up with your little Instagram bestie and have this lifelong friendship. But if you, again, are novice and this is new for you, I feel like an online community could be a really great, cozy, comfortable, not intimidating place to start from the comfort of your own home. Then if you want to get maybe like a little bit more adventurous, you could do more of a virtual community. And I mean, I feel like the word virtual has a bit of a trigger effect for a lot of us in the last few years. But I see that more from a place of, you know, something like webinars, or I've been a part of Boss Babe Society that I think Society. I made it sound really fancy. But something like an online program. I know Jenna Kutcher runs some really great online programs. Natalie Ellis runs some really awesome programs. You could be a part of an online program where you can now be connected and in a network of guys, girls across the world, and, you know, maybe take some of the work that you're doing in those masterclasses, on those webinars, and you can take it offline and maybe even start with a sort of more business-minded accountability call. Maybe you meet for a virtual coffee, tea, a glass of wine, whatever it is that you fancy, but you can go from that very, you know, organized space that your values are very similar because you've most likely made an investment to be a part of this either one-time event or like multi-week, multi-month, maybe a full year course, webinar, mastermind, and you're meeting online, you're showing up with intention and with good energy and focus, and perhaps you're making some really incredible connections in those Zoom rooms and you want to take them offline. And then you can have that dialogue that is more, you know, starting with that accountability partner, business bestie, but then maybe you have a friendship, and then perhaps that friendship again could, you never know, down the tracks, like where it might go. Maybe you meet up for a weekend in a city that you both love and you build this beautiful friendship. This is obviously, you know, future planning, but I just wanted to give you those some examples so far that you can start virtually. You can start in that comfort of your own home behind a screen, behind a phone, and you can really make magical connections and see where that can unfold. Now, if you really want to get spicy and we want to talk more like IRL in real life experiences, Something that I really, really love, and it's probably no surprise that I'm kind of obsessed with the fitness community because Matt and I do own a gym. We own Benchmark Fitness in Burlington, Ontario. And one of our core values since the beginning of really our journey as entrepreneurs and brick and mortar business owners, as gym owners, one of our core values was community. We really wanted to create a space where people felt really alive. And obviously, fitness, moving your body, exercise is something that boosts your endorphins. And you most likely, like I'm going to say like 99% of the time, unless you are having the worst day and like life experience ever, you are probably going to feel better when you leave the gym than when you came in. Even if you weren't really feeling it, you are still going to probably feel better. I actually think in our workout this morning, Matt said he wasn't really feeling it and he had a really awesome workout. So guaranteed he felt better when he left Benchmark than when he came in and was at the, you know, top end of his workout. You're always going to feel better. But we really wanted to create a space, and there are many gyms and studios. I have friends that own like a yoga studio, and she creates this incredible community, and it's just a different energy, you know, yoga versus lifting heavy weights. But still, the core value of wanting to create community is exactly the same. And again, kind of going back to that virtual community where you might sign up for a program, a webinar, a mastermind, you have intention behind it, you know, that you are going to sign on to this program with this leader, that you are having similar values as the other people that are showing up. Well, that's the same thing in the fitness community setting, whether it be a gym, yoga studio, Pilates studio. I know F45 franchises, they can create some awesome communities. But having that sort of core value of community, but these people that are coming in with the intention of wanting to feel good, you have, whether it's, you know, 50 people, 100 people, 250 people, they're all showing up with the same intention. And then they're going to enjoy this benefit of community and supporting one another and cheering each other on when they do a 60-second plank versus a 30-second plank, or they've hit their personal best on a squat or a chest press. That is one of the things that I truly love so much about our gym and our community. And again, I know I come from this from a bit of a biased opinion, but it is really, really awesome. And if you are craving community and connection, I would strongly encourage you to find a fitness community that feels aligned for you and maybe start small. Just kind of go in for a class. I'm sure many of these places offer drop-in classes, or maybe you get crazy and you commit to like a 3, 5, or 10 class pass, or maybe a few personal training sessions. So you have that comfort of like one-on-one, but you can really assess the people and the environment. You know, it depends where you want to go and what feels like a good fit for you. But I feel like a fitness community is such a high energy way to enter the in-person community, you know, kind of taking it from that online and virtual community options. Like I'm talking here, if we are going to graduate, we've gone from online and making Instagram friends, and then we've done a virtual mastermind or webinar course. Then we're going to go to a fitness community and we're going to meet high energy people in a high energy environment. Then I feel like really comes the mecca, and that's more of like your live events where you're going to really connect with people in person. And I'm sure you've heard me talk about Brendon Burchard on my podcast episodes. He is just a master of curating high energy rooms with a lot of people, like 1,000+ people. And I've been in some of those rooms and they are super high energy. I've also been to some amazing events that are, you know, 60, 70 people, 100, 200 people. And you can absolutely make connections depending on the scale. This is really an area that I guess these last two I'm kind of obsessed with, between what we do at Benchmark Fitness, but also what I do under the Inspire and Move brand, that I really love curating experiences that are all about community and connection. And nothing makes me happier than seeing, especially girls, like when I do like my Women Inspiring Women events that are very female focused, when I see girls connecting that then, you know, a week later meet up for a coffee, or 6 months later, I see them on Instagram and there's a bunch of them that are out for dinner and drinks, or in a book club together, or maybe starting a business together. This is such a great feeling. And we even also see this kind of crossover with our gym community, that I follow a lot of our members on Instagram. And, you know, Matt and I love a good quiet Saturday night, like date night at home. But if I happen to check Instagram and I see a bunch of the girls out for drinks together, I pause our movie and smack Matt on the arm. I'm like, oh my God, look at this Instagram story. I love that these girls are all out together. It just makes me so happy, because it's kind of a it's a proof that community connection and creation really is a real thing. And it is just so fulfilling. It fills my cup, fills my heart. And being able to, you know, create these events and experiences that are really, they're dedicated to that. And there's a lot of hard work that goes into creating events from behind the scenes. You know, if you're making swag bags, you're bringing sponsors, partners, are you going to have really great wine there or a coffee bar or a kombucha bar? You know, the list goes on and on of what you can create. And that's not what we're talking about here today, but just kind of wanting to create that understanding that there's a lot that goes into designing an event. But when the North Star is the takeaway being community and connection, that's pretty powerful. And as the event host that curates that, and when you can see that with your own two eyes, that you actually did it, my God, that feels good. And that is something that I'm really excited to create more of in 2024. I have this annual event that I host at my home actually in September called Women Inspiring Women. And we just wrapped our third year this past fall and it was amazing. And I am so excited already to do it again next September. But I'm also really excited to do a second version of that kind of falls under the same umbrella and the same theme, but a very different experience that brings an entirely different value for all of the attendees. So that's something I've just started thinking about, but I'm super, super excited to kind of really dive into that probably in January. I feel like, you know, coming up with the holidays, there's a lot. And I do have actually my last big event of the year happening on December 6th in Oakville, Ontario. It's actually going to be at a Porsche dealership, which I am super stoked about. It is a modern holiday sweat and sip event. A lot of the events I do often do revolve around movement. It's kind of blending a lot of my passions together of moving your body and generating those endorphins and high energy. It could be something that we do at Benchmark, or it could be on location like a Porsche store. We've done a Vineyard before that's like full body tone and sculpt, all body weight movement, but also typically has some nice like glasses of wine after, some nibbles, really awesome swag. And again, community and connection and just building your network, creating new friendships. So for anyone that's interested, we're going to for sure drop the information in the show notes. It is Wednesday, December 6th, this December at Porsche Oakville for any of my kind of local listeners. If you want to travel for that, by all means, I would love, love, love to have you. This is actually a co-ed event, largely off of request. One of my friend's husbands and another friend's fiance asked, like, could you actually make this for guys and girls? Because the event sounds really, really awesome. So you get to drive Porsches, we're going to move our bodies, you get some really incredible swag, really beautiful wines. And I just think a nice way to kind of enter this last month of the year, really setting intention of self-love with that movement piece and treating yourself to this beautiful evening, but also connecting with really awesome people. And I swear people that go to live events are already just like this incredible breed of a good human and good energy, and typically want, whether they are an extrovert or an introvert, I firmly believe you can be, you know, be both going to these live events and you will both have a wonderful experience. It might look a little bit different for an extrovert and for an introvert, but I think no matter how you position yourself from that standpoint, you are going to have an incredible time. So for anybody that is interested or maybe has questions, for sure, please slide into my DMs. I would love, love, love to connect with you and welcome you to the event. I love having my repeat supporters. That truly means so much. But if you are looking to attend your first ever Inspire and Move event, whew, man, welcome to the party. Cannot wait to have you and connect with you and meet you. So slide into my DMs for anybody that has questions, but we will for sure put all the information in the show notes. And again, guys, just to kind of recap, tie a little bow on this, if you are new to seeking community, I would encourage you to start online. Start with something like an Instagram platform or whatever feels good for you and make a new connection. Then perhaps you look and find a virtual community, whether it be a, you know, one-time webinar and really connect with someone in the chat. That's a really great way to engage with people online in those virtual settings, like a Zoom room, a Zoom chat room. Or perhaps you sign up for more of like a mastermind that's multi-weeks or multi-months and really make an effort to show up and play full out on those calls, but also then connect with somebody within that room, that virtual room, and take it offline and be that accountability partner, build that business bestie, and then maybe book a call work. Maybe it's like a 5 o'clock cocktail or a coffee date, and really challenge yourself on making those new connections. And then when you're ready to step into that in-person experience, if you are not already part of a fitness community, find a place that feels really good for you, that, you know, welcomes you with open arms and high vibes. And, you know, you're going to go and do your workout and feel good on your own and build, you know, generate all these endorphins. But also really make some great connections that maybe you show up at the same time. If you're like a 9 a.m. gym person and you see a lot of the same people around your gym time, maybe, just maybe, you challenge them to go for a coffee. Really, actually, you challenge yourself to invite them for a post-workout coffee or to book a class together. That could be a fun little challenge, little nugget, little takeaway for you. And then lastly, those live event experiences. And those communities are just a whole other level of high vibe. People are really just buzzing and they're genuinely excited for who they're going to meet and what could come from it. And I think all of these really support the idea of building your network and building new friendships. So if any of this resonated, please let me know. You know I love creating community and just really supporting connection. It really does make my heart so happy and so warm. And if this has been an experience that you've had from Inspire and Move events, oh, I love that. And if you're up to it, let me know. Or drop a little rating, little review. I would love that as well. So wherever you are, I send so much love. Thank you for your ongoing support and for listening. And until next time, talk soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, it would mean the world to me if you took 30 seconds and shared this on social media, send it to a friend, or leave a 5-star review. There is power in community, and I am so grateful to have you part of mine.